And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday morning to you. We want to continue to share this word about faith. You know, it started off in the beginning of the week where we were referencing a mother's faith.
Yeah.
But it is all faith.
Yes.
All faith in the earth shapes generations. All faith. And we know that Hebrews chapter 11 in the Bible, that's often known as the faith chapter.
Yeah.
Where it outlines different people, gives different accounts of faith being activated in the earth and things that continue to speak today. But after it lists all of these specific people throughout Hebrews 11, when you get toward the end in verse 32, it says, "And what more shall I say?
Come on.
For the time would fail me to tell of." And then he goes into all these things that aren't even fully accounted for in that chapter, because there was faith in the earth. He lists some names, and then he begins just to go into generalizations. Verse 33, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, but they were still unshakable." Why? Because of their faith.
And then, read that verse. "Women received their dead.
Yeah. Raised to life again.
There's a true in Africa. Very true. And the book was written about it. And the guy came, and he was around talking. Don't know if any of our listeners remember. But this preacher died in a car accident. And he died, literally died in that car accident. And was taken to the morgue. He was in the morgue. And his wife read that scripture. That scripture. She read it. "Woman, really receive," not the life, "they're dead." That comes back to life. So she jumped in her car and she went to the morgue. And she told them, "Give me my husband." She says, "Listen, as you read that, it just drive back in my spirit. We're talking about faith, women of faith." She said, "Give me my husband." And it says, she's like, she's crazy. She said, "No, I need my husband. Give me my husband back." And they did. She put her husband in a car, and Reinhard Bonnke was having a big crusade in Africa. Thousands of people were there. thousand, because Reinhard Bonnke, in Africa, he was known. May his soul rest in peace in heaven. He was known for that. Mm-hmm. There are thousands and thousands. He draw thousands of people. So Bonnke was there, and she went to the gate where there were thousands, and they saw this woman, and they said, no. You can't go. She said, yes, I must go in. He said, not with the day, the cop. He said, yes, I must go in with. And just, so she's raising the ruckus out there, Diane. Mm-hmm. So they finally said, okay, we know what we'll do. To silence her, we'll take her in and put the dead body on a table in a children's room. So they did. And they put the body in that environment. See, God is a great and mighty God. You know, we limit God. God is omnipresent, my friend. God is absolutely everywhere at all time. And it just takes faith to access his goodness. So then they put his body on the table, and she's down there praying and holding that scripture. He woke up.
That was God-driven. God-driven faith.
Faith. Yeah, yeah. So you're talking about that. There are things that is not mentioned in the book. When you read, when the prophet writes, when the author that wrote, I'm so excited. Guys, you got to forgive me this morning. Mm-hmm. But I'm so excited. Yeah, there are things that even yet in this book that we read of people's faith. Mm-hmm. He woke up. Mm-hmm. Come back to life, as the Bible says. Mm. Because this woman was driven by faith and unstoppable. I want to tell you, when you are driven by faith, you will be what? Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. No one can put it out. You will be that. You know who else was driven by faith that was unstoppable? Another woman, the woman with the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was driven by faith, and she was unstoppable. Because she should not be out in the crowd. She's an unclean woman. Seen among people, the sentence is death. That's it, the law. She's supposed to be stoned to death. So she was driven by faith that the master is having a crusade, Jesus, and she going there because her healing is there. Ah.
And that's in Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 25.
It's not powerful. Yes, go ahead.
Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in a crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt it in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." So her first step, she had said within herself what her action, what her corresponding action to her faith would be. She already tried the doctors. Yeah. Tells us that. It gives us the background.
Yeah.
She spent up all of her money
trying
to find a solution. And instead of finding a solution, she was getting progressively worse. And then by the Spirit now, she says to herself, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." That was a surge of instruction that she had to follow by faith. Just like when Pastor just gave the example of the modern day woman. She had a surge, an instruction.
Yeah.
And that she had to follow by faith. Women received back their dead. So, and the see how short, that's a little short. That wasn't even the whole verse. Yeah. Women receive back their dead. But she had that statement of faith, and she was ready to operate in that faith. That's how it hit her.
Yes,
we know when something is God. You know, as many times as we may try to deny it and minimize it, we know God is driving us and God is directing us to do something. So she knew here, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. So she learned over 12 years, the answer is not in the doctors. Mm-hmm. She learned over 12 years, the answer is not in my money.
Yes.
She learned in the 12 years, the answer is not in the logistics of society.
Right.
Because she had to press past some adversity. She had to come out from the hidden place and obey this instruction that she received to touch his clothes and she shall be made well. So she pushes through the crowd. The disciples, they give us the picture there. They say, what are you talking about? You see the multitude
people
thronging you? They say, they didn't say you see these few people who touched you. They said the multitude is thronging you.
Yeah.
So if we just think maybe something we've seen on TV, a wrestling event or a concert or something, when celebrities walk through a crowd, how they just reach and reach and reach and reach for people. So they said the multitude, they're thronging you and you're asking who touched you? And he said, no, there was a recognizable touch. Yeah. Power left him. Jesus felt it. There was a different touch. It wasn't an ordinary touch. It wasn't a touch just because I want to get in proximity to say that I did. Mm. It was a touch to draw power.
Yeah.
It was a touch of faith.
Yes.
And she had an overwhelming response too. It says that the woman, she's fearing and trembling, knowing what happened to her. She came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. So she has had another experience after an experience. Whoa, this is the answer that was before me all this time. It was Jesus, not the physicians, not my money, not the societal hierarchy of things, but the answer was Jesus. And here she is now, and he calls her daughter. I bet she didn't feel like a daughter when she had a problem she couldn't get a solution to. I bet she felt real cast out as she was going through her circumstances and she was going through those 12 years of being pretty isolated because of her restricting condition. I bet she didn't feel like daughter. She probably felt like nobody cared. She felt like nobody could help her. But here comes Jesus and he says, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. So he didn't say be healed of your disorder of the blood. He said be healed of your affliction, because there was more affliction than just the physical affliction. Because after 12 years of physical affliction, there's also emotional affliction. There's spiritual affliction. There's relational affliction. And he tells her, be healed of your affliction. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, WMIE family. This is Pastor Diana Robinson, Pastor Errol Beckford, and Pastor Emily Beckford from Make Your Day Count. We want to encourage you to sow into the airways here at WMIE. for their annual fundraiser. This is the operating budget that pays for the airtime.